two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey Malloy.
Dangerous Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey. I call this show to order.
Thank you very much. It is going to be
a bona fide classic.
Mark my words.
Our guest, of course, Denise Scott. Wow.
You don't get bigger than that.
Oh, well, it's like a royal visit when she swings by.
You behave yourself today.
All right.
We are going to talk about the Logies. Because they've announced their special guest stars coming out from America.
Oh, right.
And just wait, because it was a really big surprise. So I'll let you know who it is.
We cannot wait.
Yeah, hang around. I'll let you know on everything that's going on, Logan.
Our segment Gone Wild is up and running. Can I give you one little headline?
A snippet. Yeah. Go ahead.
You can't own a dolphin in Canada anymore.
Oh, really? Well.
Oh, it's PC madness. It is completely over the top. Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of
that. That's ridiculous. Hey, where did you meet your partner? Because a guy met his wife at a cemetery.
You have a story to tell.
You have a story, don't you?
One for the ages.
Not really.
You both worked really hard to find your partners. We'll get to the bottom of that. It's all coming
and
up.
And you've got Front Bar tonight. We've got tickets to give away for people who are in Melbourne. To go along because you're doing your show tonight.
And there is a survey out at the moment which is obviously rigged because I'm not winning it.
We'll
get to the bottom of that in just a moment.
It's one of the most exciting things that I've heard in a long time and I intend to see it through to the end.
Let's start at the top though. Hello everybody.
Hello.
Hey, quickly, before we get started,
yes.
Can I tell you something I saw on the telly last night?
Go ahead.
So I watch Have You Been Paying Attention on Monday nights. I take Four Corners because I like to be informed and
of course,
the ABC,
it's a very good
I trust,
show.
Despite the AFP's attempts to bust its
to
balls.
Undermine that.
I do enjoy their news and current affairs.
Of course.
I find it the best
available.
So I was watching it's a documentary about a terrible man, a seriously ill man, named James Gagasoulis, who you might know better as the Bourke Street murderer.
Yep.
Mm. Horrific events, drove a car up there, blah, blah, not good.
Horrendous.
And there's about to be an inquiry. So ABC did a very, very good report on that story. But I'm going to do a humorous side note to this doco.
That's your head,
because there's a bit where it's actually police vision as the police pursuit car is chasing Gagasoulis across the Balti Bridge. Mm. So from the dash cam, you see Gagasoulis in his car, which is like an old red Holden.
How dramatic.
Which is going across while you hear them trying to communicate with him, and it's got subtitles of what he's saying to them, and he's barking mad. But at that point, they just happened to drive past a Kennedy Malloy billboard with us as the Titanic.
No.
Oh, no. I know where that is, too, near the Balti Bridge. Yeah.
And it's just, I'm going, oh, this is terrible, this is terrible. Hey, that's me.
Oh, my God.
That is the weirdest product placement I think we will ever have
in our
lives.
I think we should just play that whole thing as an ad for our show.
We might want to distance ourselves from that.
That's a good spot. I just went, wow. How about that?
Good spotting.
Can we put that on? We might put that up somewhere.
Get a screenshot.
Facebook's probably a good one for that.
Well, not Instagram, your mole.
Well, I beg your pardon.
You
Take that back.
Well, I won't.
No, I don't like when you call me a mole. I'm the only one allowed to call people moles.
You cropped me out. Now,
all right, you can call me a mole because I cropped you out of a photo of me yesterday.
So we also, before you go, you're all over Christopher Atkins.
Listen,
it was embarrassing.
It was a bit KP, wasn't it?
It was. It touched the KP. It really wasn't.
Just let me backtrack. You've got no idea what this means when I'm meeting
like your
tongue
was hanging out.
No.
You're panting.
I am much cooler than that. You know that.
Yeah,
look how cool and calm I am now.
But you did your hair, put the lippy on, didn't you?
I told you I was doing that. I told you I was going to put lipstick and brush my hair before I saw him. I said it on air.
So
it was a huge deal for me to meet him. It would be like, it'd be like you're meeting women from Maxim magazine or something like that. So anyway, and he's looking through the mirror and he looks great. He's in top nick.
You're all just jealous, by the way.
He's got his own hair and heaps of it, and it's all blonde and he's a fit-looking dude.
Lovely smile. What is this?
And he was great company, and he liked the fact that we knew, at least I knew what I was talking about.
Get to the point of why I'm angry.
All right. Mm. So we got a photo of the three of us together, and I might have, well, I want to post it on my personal Jane underscore L underscore Kennedy Instagram account.
Wow, wow.
And I may have just cropped you out a little bit, just so it was a picture of me and Chris together.
Well, oh, this will be good. She's posted our picture. Yeah. I put it on. You can just see the side of my head.
Is that all that's there?
And then she claims, thanks, great, just the two of us.
I said, me and my dreamboat, Christopher Atkins, just the two of us having a private moment, and I've cut out
Nick's head. And there's a sad kind of...
Well, you didn't need to be there, three's company, mate.
You're like the Brooke Shields of
I was
today.
Like the Brooke, and you would have been like the coconuts. I just think, you know what? Oh, my God. What? You should see my girlfriends who've commented on it.
What are they saying?
They have actually gone
You've all gone mad. You're like middle-aged.
But it's everyone from Beck Gibney to Melissa Hoyer in Sydney. I've got Justine Clark, Lee Sales. They're all going, oh, my God, I loved him. Jane Hall. Rosie from here, Joe Beth Taylor, everybody loves him.
What a wild gang.
Yeah, I know.
I beg your pardon.
That's what you need, a gang of menopausal women trying to go off.
How dare you? I'm going to get all my girlfriends together at the Logies and I'm going to tell them what you called us, menopausal.
I never said that.
No. Don't you use the M word with me ever again. I'm way too young for that.
You are.
If you say I'm 60 again, I'll
come here. You're in the prime of your life.
Yeah.
Do you apologise for copying me out of your picture?
No, but next up, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you.
What?
To thank you for getting me Botox for my birthday and a message from Charlie Sheen, I'm going to lead a campaign in this country.
Oh, this is terrible. This is.
It's not terrible. I'm going to get you across the line.
All right. More on that right after this.
For a special competition.
Look out.
Hang in there, Australia. Wait to hear.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Denise Scott will be joining us in the second hour. Here we are, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy right now.
I'm so excited.
What's that?
Well, you know, there was excitement last year when I was named as about number 87 on the Maximum Hot Women.
Hot 100. You snuck in.
Yeah.
Snuck in on that.
Look, I'm hoping to improve on that number.
Work away up the ladder.
I'm hoping to improve. But you know what? I'm excited for you, Mick.
Why?
Because the search for Australia's hottest radio hunks is
on. It's underway. I don't like it.
Why not?
Because it's just, you know, a bunch of idiots sitting around an office.
It's not really.
I'm not winning.
We haven't started yet. This is the problem. You see, I'm going to help you get over the line.
How's it work? Tell me how it works.
Well, you buy Take 5 magazine.
Okay.
And you can email them.
Is that a teen magazine?
Is it a teen magazine? I'll tell you what, why don't we ask the editor of Take 5?
Oh, we'll have him on in a second.
We'll have him on in a second, yes. But we want to find out first what it's about. There are about 20 names in Australia that have been named as who the possible hottest radio hunks are. Can we go through some of them?
Sure, please, fine.
All right, Dave Hughes.
Oh, Jesus, is that a joke?
Hey, you said hottest radio hunks.
This is a joke.
Yeah, bang, go Dave.
Is that like a...
That was from Dangerous Dave, Dave Hughes.
Is that like the People's Choice or was that like a wild card entry?
Dave... you know what?
Sure.
He's a quiet achiever. He's a very good tennis player. He'd whip you in tennis.
Yeah. What else?
Kyle Sanderlands.
Two blokes and a Kyle Sanderlands. So, who knows? Could be either.
No, I think he's
can't win.
Stiff competition from you because, he's pretty sexy. Kyle. Yeah.
All right. What? Keep going.
Yep. Now, here's a tough competitor for you. Ray Hadley. Hang on. This must be
Ray Hadley.
See, now, this is what is giving me...
Now, it's like two bulls in a paddock, man. Ray.
This is giving me the idea that perhaps the readership of Take 5 may not be your teenagers.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
Who else?
Ben Fordham. Oh,
yeah.
Now, good chance.
Bit of eye candy.
He's spunky.
What's
Mark Geyer, MG.
The big fella. Oh, he'll be hard. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe when he had all his marbles. maybe before maybe a concussion test.
Tim Blackwell, you know, he's a nice man.
Tim Blackwell.
Yeah, he's young and good looking.
Yeah, but, you know, you want to get a before and after picture every time he goes out.
Depends
what time of the night you get him, girls.
this is a late museum. You've got this is your biggest competitor now.
Who?
Cameron Daddo.
God.
You know he does the method where he can fart on cue.
You said you weren't going to bring that up again because it's embarrassing. He's a very good
Cameron
radio
person.
What station's he on?
He's on Smooth. He's on Smooth.
And he was. He was a heartthrob, I think, back in the late
1800s. He's still a heartthrob.
When he was on Models Inc. He was a model.
Yeah.
Who he went to Models Inc.
I know.
You would have hit on him at some stage, wouldn't he? He's right up your alley.
One of his brothers I may have hit on. I don't think it was him.
Luke Darcy. That guy got beaten to death with the ugly stick from a very early age. Now, he is.
Wait a minute.
He is. Mate.
You know what? I think you're right. I think Darcy's a little bit overrated there.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Sam Pang.
Sam Pang's on the list.
Prefer Undo.
Sam Pang. Although, I didn't know they were. See, they're being very inclusive. That's why they've got Sam Pang on the list.
Am I reading that correctly? Is it Steve Price?
That's got to be a typo.
All right, so gargoyles get to vote in this, do they? Because he would be very popular with a gargoyle.
He's not the one of radio's hottest hunks, is he? For what age group?
Why aren't I the guy to go to?
Well, let's find out.
Guys want to be me. Girls want to do me. Everyone knows.
I don't know if that should be a catchphrase. Can we find out? Can we talk to the editor?
Right now.
Who's he there?
Paul Merrill.
Paul, how are you, Paul?
What's going on, Merrill?
Good afternoon. I'm very well. How's it going?
Good. How am I looking? Where am I? Am I tracking?
Well, you're actually tracking pretty well.
Hey!
I can't reveal exactly where you are in the top 20.
But I'm at the pointy end?
Suffice to say, yeah, you're doing pretty well.
Thanks. Well done, girls.
I guess you must be used to becoming sexually objectified over the years.
He doesn't mind being sexually objectified, Paul, at all.
It happens a fair bit. Often when I meet girls for the first time, they mentally undress me, which takes a while.
It takes a while these days.
Hey, to your earlier point, I think it's not just about the hunkiness of the body.
Yes, it is.
It's the full package.
Hey, can you get this bit of information out there too, Paul? I'm hung like a horse. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If that's a factor
we can
exploit at Take Five.
I'd like to say I can vouch for it, but I can't at this stage. But, Paul, is this the second year you've had this competition?
Yes, we ran it before, and Mick, I think, was also featured, maybe not in the top 20. Maybe you were just bubbling under.
And who won last year? What idiot won last year?
Last year, it was the very hunky Brendan Jones.
Oh, no, well, that's not
Jonesy. Brendan Jones,
he's had his time in the sun.
Jonesy is like the Forrest Gump of radio.
He rides his motorbike.
I think he's fallen off.
He's lost a lot of weight. He's looking pretty fit too. So you might have to. Well, you don't have to get yourself in shape. Hey, Paul,
I don't trust him. I've never liked him, and I don't trust
him.
He's the sort of guy you find out's made a suit out of human skin.
No,
in their basement.
He is not.
Paul, may I ask what your target readership age group is? Because this is very important for us.
Well, I guess the average reader of Take 5, they're in their sort of 30s, 40s, 50s and beyond.
That's very broad.
It is very broad. It's a very broad
That's my hitting zone.
That is. That's right in Mickey's hitting zone. And may I say mine as well. Now, I've been asked over the years, not to brag, but to do lots of cover stories for magazines, and I've said no. But I'll tell you what, Take 5 is a magazine I would triply give the thumbs up to. So if you ever need someone in the crossword puzzle.
Too high. I think that was the problem. Also, the real life story you were telling us was a little bit too salacious for us. We got sort of a family audience.
Wow.
Oh, Paul, I can make up so much crap.
Me to come on and spill the beans. I'm all happy.
Don't worry, I'm ready to talk.
If it gets me up a couple of rungs.
Hey, how do we get Australia to vote for Mick and get him absolutely to get this in the bag?
Yeah, get the trophy.
Well, here's my tip. What we find is that as soon as anyone mentions it on air, then there's a little flood of votes.
Okay.
So you could be registering some votes right now.
Ryan Fitzgerald, he wasn't even the best looking in the Big Brother house.
What your more forgiving readers need to do is to go to the Take 5 Facebook page, where they will find details of how they can vote you.
I'm not sure if our listeners know how to get onto
if
a
I don't
Facebook
win this,
page.
I will. Burn the offices of Take 5 to the ground.
Hang on. So if you do win, then what you do is you get a sexy Take 5 sheet.
Oh.
So we mainly need to talk to...
Can he be in his underpants?
You're prepared to do.
I'm going to go the full Maltese.
You're going
to nude up? Oh, no.
Going to be like the old... Is it like a centrefold?
Yeah.
Well, Jonesy did a nude sheet. He was naked.
Well, you know what? You'll have to change the magazine for that edition from Take 5 to Take 6.5 inches. Because that's what it'll be.
Paul, we'll keep giving plugs for your magazine if you just, look after us here at Kennedy Malloy.
Paul.
Don't worry, I look forward to the new centrefold. I think the space will be suffice.
Good on you.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Denise Scott going to join us real soon on Kennedy Malloy.
The second hour, we're going to talk to young James here, who's on that dating app Toffee for private school.
That's right.
Children, the ex-progeny of private schools.
I don't even think you have to be a child. I think it's anybody who went to a private school. So, you put your age and it's just, it's a very snobby app.
Yeah. Or you could just go to the Australian Tennis Open and hit on someone there. I would have thought that would be the same crowd.
Something like that.
But so, you know what? What this underlines is how meeting people over the years has changed. Do you know, I remember I was on stage doing stand-up when internet dating, this is pre-Tinder, pre-apps.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
When people, the early pioneers, used to found a date on the internet.
Yeah.
So there was some, you just go on the internet and go, oh, there was
which
a
which was a bit spooky at internet the time.
Dating. And I remember I used to do stand-up and I was there. At first I go, is anyone here in the crowd ever met here on an internet date?
Yeah.
And it would start off, one person would put their hand up and then I would chat to them. Over the course of 3 years, I'd ask that. By the end of those 3 years doing stand-up, I would say 50 to 60% of the crowd. So it was one of those revolutions that just happened.
And in because the space it didn't happen to us, so it was sort of, it feels so foreign.
The ship had sailed, really.
But are people still meeting in bars?
I wouldn't have thought so.
But what do you
think,
do?
I think women are more than happy to get you to put in a resume. And they can look
be
down
the judge.
At it. Oh, I think, I like that, I like that, I like, I don't know.
He's, a guy's not that funny.
So, well, you know us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd prefer the bar where alcohol can be a factor.
Excellent.
But there's it's been hard and it's changed over the years. And 13353, how did you meet your partner? Because here's a great story from in the paper today.
Yeah.
A bloke actually met his wife at a cemetery after placing flowers at the wrong grave. So he's gone in. I think he got confused about which grave was his dad's. He's gone in. He's placed flowers. Woman's gone, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just, you know, putting the flowers down. Well, wrong grave, dude. They're now married.
Start chatting, yeah.
That's a good story. And the great thing about that story is you wouldn't have had to go out and bought some flowers. You just could have whipped some off the surrounding. You've already got some on you. Sure, it might be a reef.
Or plastic.
But isn't that good?
I love hearing stories.
How did you meet your partner, Jane? Do you remember?
Well, the story I tell. Oh. No, it was through work. I was working at...
Hang on. Through work.
Well, I've only worked at one radio station.
Triple M!
Yes.
It's a Triple M romance.
We did meet.
So your children are the Triple M progeny.
Yeah. Little Dr. Dan's.
Are little
that's
second
what I
generation.
Tell them every night when I go to sleep.
Little second generation
We've
Triple
got
Msters.
A lot to thank Triple M for.
And you do, because like it's Rob, because it could have been John Peters, or could have been Lee Simon.
Captain Carl.
Could have been Captain Carl.
There's so many.
Who else could it have been?
There's so
Ken
many.
Forbes.
Kent Forbes.
I usually call Kent Forbes something else. Oh. So lucky I didn't say the name I usually call
Kevin
lucky,
Hillier.
Lucky Carl Van you chose wisely.
I know.
So what happened? So you were, you didn't try very hard, did you?
Well, I know, it was unexpected.
That's lazier than WhatsApp.
It was unexpected at the time. He was being a doctor at the time.
Oh.
And came down for a day to record something.
He's really? Like a character from Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
Like country doctor comes to town.
Yes,
one day of recording. And what happened? Was there fireworks at the start?
Oh, I don't know. I think I've said enough.
Oh.
Well, suffice to say, we now have five children. There's a happy ending.
Oh. All right.
What about
despite
you, Dave?
What you say.
Well, that's a triple M. I mean,
triple M romance.
It's a triple M romance.
It is.
It's unbelievable.
There's been plenty.
Can
Dave?
You do better than that?
Well, I was the breakfast radio DJ, so I was kind of the
big cheese.
Yeah, the big cheese back in the day in regional radio. And my
where? Which
the
regional
big station?
So this is Northern New South Wales in Lismore. The
what station?
Was 2LM.
Yep.
Not one of ours.
2LM.
But yeah, so Northern New South Wales, something Byron Bay, beautiful part of the world. And my now wife, she was the copywriter, so she used to write the commercials. And I thought her name was Leanne for about 12 months.
And then how did you realise her name was not Leanne?
Yeah, Liz is the name. But I moved in. We were flatmates in the end. She had a microwave and a fridge. So I moved in because she had those things and I didn't. So.
Well, that was good to hear. About Mick, how did you meet your...
There's too many to go through here.
What do you mean?
My favourite, though, was probably an emergency nurse. At a well-known in the city hospital.
You
say.
Didn't.
I don't want to say too much.
What were you in for?
Oh, I stitched up.
She wasn't giving a sponge bath,
your body?
Was she?
Well,
not
initially.
Not in the hospital.
Hey,
look, we've got lots of calls through already.
133353, give us a ring. Where did you meet? Take your calls after this.
We'll take them.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
So you're stitched up in the emergency department.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I'm fascinated by
that. Private moment.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
And I claimed it. I bulk billed it. Well, yeah.
Wow, what a catch.
My hands are tied.
Yep.
It's a little, I'll show you the scar later.
Don't tell us about your hands being tied up.
We
love hearing stories about romance, how people met in an era where apps are the go.
This one inspired today by a bloke who met his wife at a cemetery.
Yeah.
He put flowers on the wrong grave. They met each other through that. Bang. They're married. That's all done. You met your partner.
at work.
Yeah, Triple M. It's a Triple M romance. Dave's a radio. You didn't try hard, you two, did you?
It was like, well, I didn't know it was going to happen. Yeah, I didn't know. You don't plan this stuff.
You have to plan stuff at work now. There's like a meat market, this joint.
Well, it couldn't happen today. There's no cracking on at work in the workplace anymore.
There's plenty available girls out in sales, though.
Yeah, oh, it's like a Handmaid's Tale around here. You've got to be overdressed. You've got to wear...
Not really. Like, there's some pretty sexy outfits in this office.
Ready to go. Mm, yeah.
Mm, well, okay. Have another look. Hey, let's go.
I'll go out now and just perv on all the girls in the office.
Yeah, right? that'll work well.
Right. Yeah, no
worries. Do it outside.
There's a creepy old DJ walking around the office. I'll get capsicum sprayed when I leave the studio today. Don't worry about that.
Our switchboard's lit up because you've all got some really amusing and interesting stories for how you met. Let's go and we'll have say hi to Phil. Hi, Phil. How'd you meet?
Yeah, I was doing the RACV after hours breakdown service as a second job and the car broke down. Fixed the car, a week later asked her out, 24 years, we're still together.
No, that's amazing.
And did you not properly repair the car so it broke down again and you had to go back for a second date?
No, I had her address in the breakdown book, so I dropped around there to make sure she got home all right.
All right, I'm not sure that's probably... technically...
Again today, maybe it wouldn't happen.
By today's standard, you privacy would be laws. Put in jail today. Yeah. Hey, well done, Phil. That's a good story. I like it a lot. Can we give all these callers something, like a gift pack or something?
Yeah, okay. Well, can I employ price back? Done.
Good on you. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Hey, good, Dan. This appeals to me, where you met. Tell everybody in Australia.
Met my current wife at a hot rod and rock and roll car show.
Hello. What a woman. What a night out, by the way. That's a
magic trifecta. Double, isn't it?
Rock and roll, hot rods, hot chicks. And you go home with the trifecta.
Yeah, I did.
And did you met there, and did it take long for the relationship to evolve?
No, next couple of weeks after that, we were seeing each other. But the kicker is, you'll love this, Mick, we got married at a pub.
Oh, well, that's excellent news.
Where else would you do it?
Hey, Dan.
Straight upstairs, consummate. Or car park.
Who knows? Hey, Dan, did your...
Behind the dump master. Consummated behind the dump master out the front of the pub.
Did your now wife have a hot rod?
No, she was actually there for the rock and roll dancing.
She looked pretty cute in her little swing skirt.
Did you throw her around a bit? Like, did you twirl her above your head?
Yeah.
I've got no rhythm at all, so I can't dance, unfortunately.
Good on you. Well, that's a happy story.
Like
good luck to the two of you.
Fly up over their heads.
Oh, we like that.
No one cares.
Frilly panties.
Great way I like.
Ooh, that
it's
word
like
panties.
Dirty dancing or something.
Hang on. Dirty dancing. Hello, Maddie. Let's go to Maddie.
Oh, hey, guys.
Tell us how you met, Maddie.
Me and my husband met at Kmart.
Oh, brilliant. That's an Aussie love story.
What departments were you working in?
Oh, we were doing it. It was back when they finished at 5 o'clock, and we did the advertising. You know, like putting up the stickers.
Oh yes.
Oh. So, yeah, my manager asked to go and see if he needed a hand because he was a newbie, and I went and asked if he needed a hand, and
well, job done.
To be honest, he was a bit of a wanker.
Maddie.
And how did you come around? How did you warm to him, Maddie?
Oh, look, he. He showed me a different side of him, to be honest. He was a bit of a football jock. I thought he was, you know, one of those boys, you know.
Yes.
Bit of a player, but he showed me a different side to him. So we're actually married now. We have a little boy.
Good stuff.
Happy days ahead.
Little Kmart baby. Yeah. I love it.
Good on you, Maddie. Love hearing that. Hello, Craig. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you.
That's
Mick Malloy and Jane?
Yeah, we're really good, Craig. Now, can you let us know your love story?
I am a butcher.
Yep.
I was a butcher by trade, and my partner was a chef.
Oh.
Worked in a cafe in Winnetown and walked past me and flirted with me.
Oh.
A chef and a butcher. I'd like to be involved in a three-way here. That's all my favourite things.
Craig, that's lovely. So she used to buy her meat from you. Mm. That's not a euphemism.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well done.
Hey, these are all good. Shall we have fun? Shall we come back and do some
good
more?
Good idea.
Come on.
We're loving these guys. Thank you.
Get involved. 133353.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
How do you meet your life partner? Bugged if I know. You two didn't try very hard.
No,
you picked him up, slipping around at work, have him washed, sent to my tent. It'll
do. It was that simple, wasn't it, Dave?
There were no dating apps in our days. They seem to be de rigueur at the moment, but we're always intrigued how you met your partner. And today it's because there's a story going around about a bloke who put his flowers at the wrong grave and was confronted by someone related to that person who then went home and did the only thing they could, which is start a lifelong relationship.
Well, it's interesting how people
Well, it's interesting, and we thought, how many good stories out there? We've already spoken to some absolute
beauties.
Rippers. Robbie's on the line. Robbie, how did you meet your current partner?
I've got a good one for you, boys and girls. It's, I actually met my partner by accident.
Yes. What type of accident?
So basically, I used to drive tow trucks for a living. And her car got hit by another car. Her car was parked. So nobody injured or anything like that. She yelled at me to fix the car so she can drive home. I said, darling, I just tow the cars. I don't fix them.
Yeah. Yep.
So she pestered me for 3 weeks. We went to give her a car back. I gave her my number and said, give me a call and we'll go out for dinner. And she said, okay, cool, no dramas. Then she texted me and said, now you've got my phone number. Now it's balls in your court.
Oh, so she was quite forward at the time. That's very brave of her.
And you're still together?
18 years and four kids.
Oh, 18 years and four
Robbie,
kids.
Robbie, I love stories like that.
All because someone crashed their car into your girl. Now, that's two we've had. The RNMA and the...
Yes.
That's right.
Rip, and guess what? We've got a great prize for you too, Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie, check this. You've got yourself a DeWalt three-piece kit worth $1,195. By the way, get in store this Thursday and Friday for unmissable deals on DeWalt's tools at the Yellow and Back Friday DeWalt Guaranteed
You can recreate your accident.
Yeah. pop that on your tool belt and get it out in the boudoir.
Good on you, Robbie.
All right, well done.
Hey, Mark, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Joni and Mick and Dangerous.
Yeah, good on you. We love hearing stories about how people met. Can you tell us how you met?
All right, now, I met my wife back at 2009, 2010, Holbrook B&S.
A B&S ball. Now, I'm fascinated. Oh, I didn't think anybody ever hooked up for life in these things.
What a backstory.
Hang on.
Now, there's a bit of a story to that.
Yeah.
I picked up her best friend at the time and made sleep with her. Not once, but twice.
All right. Details. Go on.
I like your style.
Humble brag.
I like your woo. I like the way you pitch woo.
Yeah. But then we become Facebook friends.
Yes.
And then we started chatting. And then there's a Heytel app that we started.
Yeah.
And we used to have pillow talk. So we used to talk dirty stuff.
All right.
But me and my wife.
So is this became hot through dirty talk?
Mark, I have to ask, was your tactic always to get her attention by sleeping with a friend? It is a known tactic. I'm guilty of it myself at a very young age. At
you're
a very
guilty
young
of
age.
It? What
not for do? Sleeping with, but I remember I was
Passing
attracted to a girl, so I passed
her
best friend. Oh. I was very young, Jane. I was very...
How young?
24, 20... What?
It's not so young.
That's not 16.
Mark, you've ended 24. Up with your... you've been married for five years.
5 years, yes. And we've got a four-year-old daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
And we've brought two houses.
Now, would you...
Can I say, have you ever thought she's only having children with you because she's attracted to your best friend?
No. We're actually like a female version of myself and I'm a male version of her, so...
Okay.
It's like a foursome.
Just one other question.
it's like a swingers party.
After you hook up at a B&S ball, do you stop going to B&S balls?
No, we went to B&S balls as a couple.
You can go as a couple?
Yeah,
wow.
You can, yeah. It's just as long as you end up...
With the same who you walked in with. All right,
well
good on
done,
you, Mark.
Mark.
Thanks for
good
that.
Good story. Jeez. Prize pack for you.
Yeah.
Carol.
Hey, Carol, how
Hi.
You doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, good. Tell us your story.
Well, I met my husband at an Army Clerks course in Sydney.
Right. Oh, okay. What were you doing?
We're all learning to be clerks down there, but I was in band corps at Adamstown.
Yeah.
What'd you play in the band?
I play the trumpet.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yep, nice and horny.
Sorry. Oh, all right, Carol.
Said that a few times, Carol, but we love it.
That was my line when I was younger.
And what was he doing?
And he's a grunt. He was in the
army. Just going about the business.
And we were both reserves at Adamstown, based at Adamstown.
Mm. Yep. Okay.
But we met in Sydney.
Well, if it all goes pear-shaped and you ever break up, we should get the bugler out.
Play the last one. Post.
I can do that. I've been doing that for 20 years.
Good on you, Carol.
Hey,
that's
good
a
great on you, Carol.
Story too.
Prize pack for you. Time for one more. Come on.
Yeah, let's hear from Alison. I want to hear about your blind date. Is that right, Alison?
Does that actually happen?
Right. It did actually happen. Hi, Jane, Mick, Tate.
Hi.
We were set up on a blind date. The lady that I worked with, her daughter was my husband's secretary. They set us up on a blind date. We were engaged within 7 weeks.
Oh, my God.
We were married 10 months later. The month after that, I turned 21. The month after that, we celebrated knowing each other for a year. We've been married for 28 years next week. Oh. We have two lovely children.
Yeah. And has he ever got a word in? Has he ever been able to?
No, Mick, he hasn't.
Alison, you're gorgeous. Yeah. Well done.
Lovely.
That's a
to
good
with
from
you,
a
Alison.
Blind date.
Yeah.
Bushka.
Old-fashioned. Old on, girl.
Lovely to hear.
See,
good
girls, you can date someone. You don't need all the information, the resume, the back catalogue. Just take a punt.
Happy days.
You never know what's happening out there.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're just laughing because because people are still letting us know how they met romantically. And
well, they're coming from everywhere on our socials.
They are.
Who's, it doesn't say his name, drunk at the Rottnest Island. drunk at a bar on Rottnest Island, American on holiday. Bang.
Father of the Green Machines Apprentice. That's not Trevor Notley, that's what he said.
Well done.
What about we go to a quick call?
Sure, we got one.
Hello, Tony.
How you going, Jane?
Tony, where are you calling from, mate?
From Hobart.
Good on ya.
Okay, and what's happening down there? What's the talk of the town?
We've got a bit of rain, actually. It's quite nice, but I'll just ring up, let you know where I met me wife.
Oh, where?
Ninda Gully. Place called Ninda Gully out near St George back in Queensland.
And what were you doing out there?
I was up there doing some irrigation, and it was raining, and... Anyway, I went to the pub at in the Gundawindi, and they said there was a notice up on the board saying pig races this weekend at Ninda Gully. So, mate and myself decided that's where we'd go, and we were just there having a few beers and watching the pig races. And anyway, this woman tapped me mate on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me, do you mind if I get a couple of photos? My grandkids in Tasmania would never ever see this." And anyway, we got talking about, we come from Tassie and I lived at Longford, and she said, "Oh, my son-in-law comes from Longford."
I don't need the whole history here, mate.
Tony, anyway, where'd you meet the bird? Tell us when you cracked on, for God's sake.
Yeah, I met her at the pig races.
All right, well done.
We've been married for 7 years.
There you go. You have a lot to thank for the pigs for.
Good
there
Lord. The pig races.
Is there such a thing?
Well, Gundawindi didn't say around there.
What else is getting traction on socials?
Well, we're really keen because we're hoping, of course, that you will be crowned Australia's biggest radio, hottest radio hunk.
If there's any justice, I will win in a landslide because the others
are
butt ugly.
Steve Price is up there at the moment, and he's giving me a run for your money.
He is a walking, talking gargoyle. He is like... he is ugly as sin.
Who else is there? Hughesy's up there.
Hughesy, beaten to death with the ugly stick from 6 months old. Oh, it's lucky that,
it's very tough. Luke Darcy,
Darcy is... He's not a nice person.
How can you say that?
Well, you think he plays himself out as a kind of big, hunky, likeable himbo with a great family life. Not happy at home, I know that. I know.
I'm not saying a word about
trouble
Darcy,
there.
Because I know what'll happen.
He'll hear this and he'll be
filthy. He's overrated.
Yeah, he's a bit vindictive, so you've got to be careful.
Do you know what it is? He's got beady little eyes. When you're close to him, you go, "There's something I don't like about him. I'm getting negative energy." You've murdered someone.
I don't think he's as tall as he looks as well.
He's got bodies under the floorboards.
Really? I think he's got instep.
Grandinia! Come on.
Grandinia?
Yeah, Grandinia.
He's good looking.
Well, if you like guys who should be thrown around the room like a dwarf, he's got something.
Now,
I
you know what? You've got to be careful here because, you know, you've got to be a good winner. Don't be a sore winner because when you win, people will
You're representing
come
the show
you.
As well.
You are representing
us,
the show.
Daddo could be an issue. Daddo could be. I might have to.
Daddo is a big threat to you.
Go mano a mano.
Cameron Daddo.
The whole smooth team. Yeah. So once they play their music and you're putty in his hands.
Get in that car and once you hear Smooth Operator.
It's all over. Is there a picture of me from my underpants modelling days?
There is if you go to our social pages.
Are you putting that up?
Hello, girls. Dinner's on.
It's a very unusual posture. It looks like you've got a broom up your bottom.
Some footy socks down your panties.
Look, I've put myself... That's where I am from. That's my underpants modelling days. I was.
So you're in pretty good nick there.
It was me.
Yeah, what happened?
I mean, it's not brilliant, Nick, but it's pretty.
You know what? If you guys.
Not going to take this seriously.
I have feelings. This is hurtful.
Everybody go to the Take 5 website, Facebook page, Take 5.
That was a billboard, by the way. I was like the Sheraton Sheets man.
You caused people to crash their cars.
I did, ever. Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We're on standby because coming up after 5 o'clock.
We'll ask her opinion. She'll be
Denise will be very frank.
She finds me very attractive. She mentally undresses me. You know, every time we do an interview, I am aware that I'm being ogled.
It's quite uncomfortable to be around, actually. Yeah. We'll talk about that.
You watch. It's almost predatory. All
right. Denise Scott next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, this is going to be an all-time classic. Mark my words, as I stand here before you, set your tape recorders.
We believe you.
Say I was listening that day. Hey, coming up, our special guest, before we get to that, Gone Wild. Jane, full as a goog.
It is, and
give us a taste. What's in there?
I've got some great news about Canada passing a law about whales and dolphins being freed from being bred in captivity.
Dolphin, the most overrated animal in the entire sphere of animals. Oh, it's a cushy ride.
Well, we've got that. We've got, of course, you've got Front Bar tonight on Channel 7. We've got tickets to give away for that.
James, we're going to see how James has gone. A new dating app for private school children.
People, yes.
Yeah. He's on it.
One of the more pretentious apps that could exist in history.
He should be the poster boy.
He's perfect for it.
Preppy.
We'll see how he's going.
Private schoolboy alumni.
I think he's swiped.
Hitting on hot chicks.
He's swiped one way. Yep, I think
we'll get
swiped.
To that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this wonderful
Every
woman.
Every time Denise Scott appears on Have You Been Paying Attention, we learn a bit more about her. Sometimes a bit too much.
Hi, I'm Barry Cassidy. What did I do for the last time on Sunday morning?
What did Barry do to this?
Bring me to climax watching him do it. I speak for all middle-aged ladies. Watching that man do a political interview, it sends us all off on a Sunday morning.
Sorry, Denise, did you say middle-aged?
Please, let's just play nicely. Anne.
I was just going to say Denise is a slut.
Please welcome back one of our faves, Denise Scott.
Oh, no. You're in shock. Well, we better do that in context.
Some context to that.
Okay, how do we do that?
By the way, the clubs were off on that episode,
weren't they? Well, we can't really do that in context without digging the hole even deeper.
That's true.
That we are in right now.
Would you like
now.
To just leave it?
I think we'll just move on.
We're going to gloss over that.
I would like to acknowledge your photo. Is it gone online? Can people see it?
People can see that photo of you.
Look, I can't believe it. I've had a copy of that photo in my wallet for years, since 2000. It's not just Barry Cassidy.
It's not just you.
That does it for me on a
really
Sunday
Denise.
Morning. Look at that.
So you obviously
photo
like,
of you, Mick, in your underpants. Mm. Gosh.
So you're obviously like intelligent men who look good in their derps. That's your type?
Yes, sure.
It's intelligent and what could you say? Not Neanderthal, that's not the word I'm thinking of, but I say that complimentary.
It's primitive?
Primitive.
Yeah. Sort of a raw quality to you.
Pursuit.
Shut up, Dave. Do you know what Glenn Robbins said? Because there was one of those posters, it was a billboard, and it was out the side. He had to drive past it.
It was a real billboard.
So this was up, and it was outside a primary school.
How ashamed of yourself did you feel at that time?
He's proud of it, Denise.
Yes. Look at that.
All right.
My point is, Glenn Robbins was saying he had to drive past us every day. We said not only that, but because it was outside of school, he had to slow down to 30 k's. So it was in his eye line for way too long.
He wasn't the only one slowing down, I'm sure.
Ever done any underpant modelling yourself?
I have. Why have we always go to the weirdest places
I know.
Here.
Welcome aboard.
But when I was 4, my sister and my sister went on the Happy Hammond show, which
this sounds creepy now.
It's really primitive. Or
Happy
whatever.
Hammond was a fantastic show.
Yeah, but not like Happy Hammond with underpants.
Was it the Happy Hammond show because it was the show with Jerry G. Jr., which was a ventriloquist
doll, yes.
And Ron Blaskett, who worked
Ron
that.
Blaskett, yeah.
And this is no word of a lie. My sister played a game on if it was the Happy Hammond show and won a modelling course at 6 at the Ron Blaskett. Blaskett and Jerry G modeling school.
That's not true.
It's really quick. It would not happen these days.
It would not.
You wouldn't send your child.
Hashtag everywhere.
And was he in the character with the puppet at the modeling
we
course?
We didn't see Ron, but the thing is,
that's not. Is that really existed, Denise? That's just a bombshell.
I've got the photos to prove it. Wow. And then, so we had modeling the end of the course. I was destined for modelling.
Okay, sure.
So I had to go along with my sister, and in the final modelling parade, catwalk situation, there was nothing to fit me because I was really tiny. So they made me go out in some underwear.
Now, are you still having therapy?
I know, it was funny.
I thought you were going to say something that was made for the ventriloquist doll. They ripped off his underpants and popped into his
stomach. Look, I'm sorry, everyone.
Is this a suppressed memory?
It's not. It's gone weirdly wrong here.
That is insane.
But when we tell it at the family get-together, it's a gosh, we laugh.
All I can think of is, no wonder Hammond was so happy all the time.
There was a lot of things in the past and the world of children's characters, which is probably, we don't want to...
That's a good story.
I'm sorry I shared it. And
I know what I wanted to move on to. We were talking about romances and how people met. And
yes,
I would love to know
the stories from your listeners.
Thank you. Yeah, they're very good, weren't they?
How did you and lovely John meet?
Oh, John, who I've been, we met in a clown troupe.
Wow.
It was never going to be simple.
Can you hold that thought? I'm going to get that story off you when we come back.
You know I can't. But if you remind me, I'll write it down.
I'll remind you and I'll cut your food up for you. Hey, you'll be right.
Careful. Denise Scott is with us. More after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
One of our favourites in studio as well. It is Denise Scott joining us. This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy McMalloy.
And we were asking Denise how she met her husband because we've been talking about romances today on our show. It's been the theme. You said in a clown troupe.
Yes. So, love.
It was bound to happen.
It was serious. So, it was 1981 and... John and I both auditioned. We'd never met. We both auditioned for the Albury Wodonga Clown Ensemble. They really had a full-time clown ensemble.
You know what they say about the size of your feet?
Yeah.
And Denise, is this because you were both actors?
Well, obviously I wanted to be an actor, but you don't go into a clown ensemble. Probably because
just
I
like
was
that.
Disturbed by the Ron Blaskett experience when I was four. And
fair enough.
But no, I knew I'd never get a job acting.
Was
so
it love
I went
at first
for the
sight?
Clown. It was love at first. Honk, honk. You know, the old honk, honk. Yes, and we first night we went off for a date in a little car that we pedalled with our feet.
If a clown car's rocking, don't bother knocking, is what they say.
That's a lovely romantic story.
Yes, and my clown character was called Puff and John's was Drippins. So Puff and Drippins.
Oh, you became a duo.
The zig and zags in there.
Oh, no.
Don't go there.
On.
Did you perform together as a duo?
We did. Gosh, you just trigger memories for me. This is a real. We did.
Yes.
We then had more sophisticated characters. He was a pianist. I said pianist.
Yes, yes, indeed.
John called. Oh, what was his name? Oh God, it's Alvin. Alvin Allsop, and my name was Babs Blewett, and he played piano and I sang. And he couldn't play piano very well, and I couldn't sing very well. And so we were off to a pretty bad start. And then he kept being late for rehearsals, so I sacked him.
Oh, you sacked him.
I sacked him.
I don't know where this is going. I don't know
you
if do I believe,
we
a word, I believe a word.
And it ended up with a couple of children too.
Yeah. I can't make up stuff, Mick. It's all true. And we stayed together.
Oh,
and
that's a wonderful story.
And I've never worked with John since.
Have you ever approached for like one of those telemovies, those romances?
Oh, yes.
Networks?
Could be fun.
Who would you like to play you? Who would you think if anyone in the world was playing you in a movie about you? What would you?
Oh, in a movie about me, it'd have to be what's a young, sexy
Jennifer Lawrence.
But I look incredibly like Nicole Kidman.
Look, it's so uncanny.
So I
so
think
possibly
she
yes.
Could,
the
she
height
could do it. The height, the weight,
the hair,
the attitude to life.
Peas in a pod.
Yes, I'd be doing that.
May I just say though, you're looking, which you always look attractive when I see you. You're very glammed up today because you've told us that you've interviewed some very special people
today.
Yes,
this is hot off the press. I've only just come from the interview.
Fire
the Seekers.
Away. What?
The
wow.
Seekers,
now,
yes.
Most people like me went to the Seekers when they retired about 15 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they
I
did.
Love
the farewell tour, right?
Judith
yes.
Durham is
so
a wonderful woman.
How was Judith?
Well, this is the thing. Judith's not in the revised edition of the Seekers.
Well, no.
There's no Judith Durham.
Oh, stop well, who's it.
There's a chap called
who's going
Michael.
To sing World of Our Own.
Yeah. I know,
who's
exactly.
Who's Georgie Girl?
Yeah.
Exactly, but
they've got a bloke.
What is going on? You can't not have Judith Durham in the...
Well, this is the thing. I was like you. I was sceptical, but I've listened to the album. In fact, John and I danced in our big clown shoes to it last night. We absolutely had a riotous time in our own living room.
Who is singing? Who's the front?
Well, Michael Christian. Yes, a man. He wears a Judith Durham wig. It's a man. He's a wonderful performer. Look, everyone.
I mean, like replacing Chrissy Amphlett with Meatloaf.
Correct. Yeah. There's plenty of women. Could they just not find, you know... Karen Knowles used to do it. That was my, you know, she was in the Seekers.
But this is the thing. The Seekers started off as a group of four men.
Really?
So
who's
gone
the big bloke
on
the double bass?
Athol Guy.
Athol's
up to no good.
Athol and his double bass. But, you know, I'm a big fan of the Seekers.
They once played the Ed Sullivan Theatre back in the 60s. They were that big, weren't they?
They played on a gig with the Stones and the Beatles. Yes.
They did too.
Unbelievable.
It's a great story. I was very excited.
And where will we see that? On Studio 10?
Yes, on Friday.
Excellent. News. We'll look out for that.
What's going on in Studio 10? What's the latest? There's always just some kind of rumpus, or there's always one star on that show goes rogue.
Any vegetable
especially
throwing?
Every morning at this stage. What's Kerri-Anne Kenley
sadly,
up to?
Sadly, no vegetable throwing. We've done table centrepiece settings.
Right. Now, I'd be into that very
much.
No,
I don't think you would, this particular one.
Really?
In fact, it's a bit old, but it blew my mind.
How long
mind.
Did that
was,
segment go?
It was how to set your table for Easter, and you stack cups and saucers up on top of one another and put eggs
good
in
Lord.
The top of that.
Do you guys chat to each other during the ad breaks, or do you sit there in silence, like quietly?
Most people are on their phones doing Twitter.
Well, that's rude.
Joe Hildebrand,
I know,
be
I'm
on
there.
Joe Hildebrand would be chatting to you.
If he would be.
You're saying you don't like Joe Hildebrand.
I'm not saying,
saying
I don't like.
That.
I am not
Denise,
saying
don't
that.
Fall
not my
no, no. You make me walk into these things. I like Joe Hildebrand.
But
I disagree with some of his views. But I like Joe
don't
Hildebrand.
Walk into his
no. I'm turning away from you now, Mick, and I'm going to
take a photo.
I'm going. I'm going to
rip it
tear
up.
It up. That's what I think of you in your underpants, Mick Malloy.
Would you like me to perform live for you? Would you like me to drop the trunks?
Everybody, tune in
Hello.
To Studio 10.
I'm doing it. I'm going to do it.
Hang on. I'm going to vomit.
Have a look at Denise and the Seekers.
Hello.
Hey there,
everybody.
Kennedy Malloy.
I'm on to you, Athol Guy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane, it's tough to meet people these days, isn't it? We established earlier.
It is, Mick.
You didn't even try. You just went out with someone who worked here at Triple M. Hey, it's a story for the ages.
Seems to be convenient.
It's one of those, like, romantic dreams. It's like a fairy tale.
He was not full-time at the time. Doing another job at the one at
anyway,
the time.
And we're also talking about a guy who met his wife at a cemetery. It's getting tougher. It's getting tough out there.
Well, that's true, Mick. And as I've said to you, you know, you can go out and about yourself, and it's hard for you to meet attractive women without paying
for it.
That's right,
because... Jane, no, that's not... Look, it's because, like, obviously I have a notoriety, a degree of fame.
It's difficult.
And I'm an imposing character.
Yep.
Sure, intimidating.
You know, as I've said off.
I've been out with you in an environment, and I find it like quite extraordinary.
Well, you have witnessed it. The guys
I've
want to be me,
it.
Girls want to do me, and
correct.
This is the cross I have to bear. Yeah. So it's tougher.
It must
for
be hard.
For us. It is.
Yeah. It is.
You know, it's like a broken flower. Girls, just looking for someone to support. And nourish
that's
me.
True.
Hey, so anyway, but it seems to these days dating apps are all
go.
The go. I can't get involved again because it looks a bit desperate, doesn't it? Like,
it hasn't stopped you before.
But it doesn't bother people like Warnie.
Doesn't bother anyone.
We found out there's a famous app for people who are famous,
right,
so I might get on that. But we're
fascinated by this new one.
We're made aware of one called Toffee. It's just come out, yep. And it's for people who went to private schools. And if you,
which is pretty offensive, to be honest.
If you can prove you went to a private school, like Jane did, of course.
And yourself. Why you paint me like this Toffee sort of upper self?
I was a borderline private school. It was down the tougher end of the spectrum.
You're just a bit special.
Did you have to wear hat and gloves? Did you?
Originally.
Really?
Then they got rid of them.
Okay, so it's called Toffee, and we put young James on it, because James, hello James, how are you?
I'm doing well.
What school did you go to?
St. Kevin's College in Toorak over in Melbourne.
It's a Catholic school, isn't it? They'll be real proud of you right now.
Well, they would be.
They'll be happy for the plug. Okay, so we put you on Toffee to see what type of girl is on offer.
Yep.
Is there anything for you? I have to say, even you surprised me with your spivvy photo. Even by your standards, that is quite obnoxious.
Well, you're wearing a reefer jacket.
Yes.
Mm. First of all, how old are you, James?
I'm 22.
Yeah, I would say probably 40 years too young to be wearing a reefer jacket and a kerchief, silk kerchief.
He's poking out of the top. You look like a snobby Grant, didn't you? You know?
And your profile's incredibly interesting.
What's the profile?
Well, you have to say things that you like, and if said, a drink that best describes me would be, and James has said, a good mulled wine heavy on the cinnamon.
And have you had any responses?
I have.
Sad. Jane, if you were a drink, what would you be?
Oh, well, I'd be a cheeky red.
You'd be a blackberry nip.
Careful when you say nip.
One more of me and I'm anybody's. Dave, what would you be?
A fat yak, I'd be.
Well
and
done.
Anything in a flagon for me.
There you go.
So anyway, yep.
I got 8 likes out of that.
That's my perfect menu.
Perfect menu. Listen, starter, yes. Arancini balls.
Yep.
Oh, righto.
Main, porterhouse, in brackets, medium rare.
Yep.
Dude, why are you even saying
that? Do you reckon that's a factor that they need to know before dating you? So if it's a deal breaker if they want it rare.
Oh, come on. We've got to keep going with this. Pudding, chocolate souffle.
Yep.
And cheese would be, you're a brie, are you?
I'm dabbling in brie at the
moment. Right. Oh, and your social calendar, these are things that you like to attend.
Yeah.
The Australian Open Tennis and the Portsea Polo. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is brilliant. Now, this would be the dream profile come true for a private school app, I imagine.
Yep.
All right, how have you gone?
I have got 8 likes.
That's not very good, is it?
Oh, that's pretty. It's only just unlocked for everyone in Australia. So.
And are these girls aware you're not allowed within 500 metres of a primary school? Are they
It's a bit unfair.
Also, we must say, are they aware that you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, she was interested to find out that I was on this through the show.
So James has just started going out with a girl, so this is awkward.
All right.
Yeah,
we pushed him into this.
So the rule that I've got with her is that I'm allowed to be on it and I'm allowed to swipe on people as long as she's there with me. So I'm breaking that rule.
So your girlfriend's picked this girl for you who you want to swipe?
Well,
tell us who you've got.
I've got Laura here who spells her name Lawra.
Okay. Well, obviously, she didn't go to a very smart private school. She didn't know how to spell her name properly.
Well, she went to a smaller boutique school.
I don't think she can add up either. She's calling herself 20. Okay, so.
And the rest.
Hey, let's have a look at her perfect menu.
Yeah.
Her starter is garlic bread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, it'd be hard to pash after.
It would be. Big. You don't go for any garlic. She should know that. Wagyu rib eye.
Your medium rare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello. Yep. Yeah, we've got like a meat fest.
She likes creme brulee.
I'm done with that.
She's easy to crack. And
she likes a bit of cheese, which you can tell from the picture. Now, how are you going here?
I'm thinking I've got to start a conversation with at least one of them.
So what's happened?
So look, can you do that? And our next update will be, how did you go with Laura? We won't tell you which school she went from.
We're not going to tell you anything more.
But the good news is, if you go, well, she's only 6 Ks away.
All right,
James. Wow, we're underway. God, Toffee, helpless. People, yes. If you went to a private school, get involved.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Nick and Jane. Gone Wild.
All right, here we go. It is chock-a-block today. Sad news coming from Canada today. They've just passed
news?
A bill. Yeah, very sad.
Why?
Well, troubling news.
I beg your pardon.
Well, the Canadian House of Commons have passed a bill that now makes it illegal for a private citizen like me to own a whale, dolphin, or porpoise and keep it captive.
You've actually lost your marbles.
What is wrong with that?
This is the day we rejoice.
Free Willy was a movie.
Free Willy campaign.
Good luck getting out of my backyard, Paul. I will harpoon you.
You are not going to own, and you can't, well, if you live in Canada.
If
you
I can't have a porpoise.
Well, who
hanging
can?
Around in the back. I'll just keep it in the bath.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not retrospective.
You shower together.
Yeah. Throw a bucket over it.
Have you had sashimi porpoise?
I beg your pardon. Don't speak like
beautiful.
That.
A whale, okay, I get a whale. It's a bit large.
What's the difference?
A dolphin or a porpoise? Yes. Can I say, the most overrated animal in the whole spectrum of animals
Which?
Is the dolphin.
Oh, ball.
Yes,
that is utter.
It is. It's everyone's little darling. It's so cute. It's so intelligent. No, it's not. It's just one of the other animals.
It's not.
Stinking up the ocean.
It's not. It's like the human of the ocean.
Yeah.
But why does it get all the.
Because it's really intelligent.
Such a rock star.
Smart.
Because it's smart.
What about the dugong?
Yeah. The dugong's a big, fat, blubbery goose.
Are you talking to me now or the dugong? What are you saying?
Did cross my mind.
Why? What about the
dolphins? Had a whole series named after it.
What about the flipper? Flathead. Flipper. What about the flathead?
The flathead.
Well, flathead gets nothing.
All
the creatures of the ocean take a second thing. Oh, look out. Oh, there's a dolphin. Oh, he's swimming off the bow.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
I know you don't mean that.
I'm sick of that. Sick of the dolphin.
Anyway.
They're attached with so many good causes. Like, they don't want you to do something environmentally sound. They put a picture of a dolphin on it.
Yeah.
They have their own language.
Cute little blowhole.
They can speak to each other. Careful when you say blowhole on this station.
Anyway, Canada, that's, again, thanks a lot, Justin Trudeau.
Canada, well done again to my superior, wonderful Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau.
Well, I'm not happy about that.
All right. What about this? A couple were walking and were attacked by a bear. Serves them right. End of the story.
Okay.
Sorry.
I love a bear attack.
Yeah.
It would be frightening.
There is more. A couple were hiking through the Romanian mountains when a girl and a guy, he was confronted by a 6-foot-tall brown bear.
Good one.
Standing away from a female bear and two cubs.
Right. So?
Okay. So, unfortunately, the bear did wanted to
protect. Well, the bear's got cubs there. Yeah. It's going to go bananas.
Yes.
So, and he did sort of semi-maul or savage the leg of the guy, which is okay in my book because like, you're walking into their house.
It's like taking a wing in a bucket of Kentucky.
It is. Like,
just go, I'll have a bit of that.
Well, this is their
tasty. Attack the ankle.
This is their home invasion scenario, okay?
So what's the point?
Well, the girl said, screamed down, punch him in the face.
Punch
the bear in the face.
So the guy punched the bear in the face.
Yeah.
Bang! Didn't knock him out, but the bear went, "Hey, on a minute, oh, I'm Yogi Bear."
What was it, Yogi?
Hey, Boo Boo! Oh, Boo Boo! I got hit in the face. That's not good.
And what happened? You punch a bear in the face. I would have thought that would be the wrong thing. You know what they say? Play dead.
I know they do say that.
They don't say punch. Look, shark. Yes,
punch a shark.
Punch shark.
Yeah.
But do not punch a bear. Mind you, what's worse, or disobeying your girlfriend? I'd rather be mauled by a bear than have to confront
those Romanian girlfriends? A little
Do you know what? Sure. You're right. There's a time and a place to see a bear, and that's on a tricycle at the circus. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I won't go to a circus now unless there's a fair chance I'll see a bear on a unicycle with one of those party hats. You know, the tiny little hat. Yep.
Mick said that the other day. We're in New Zealand. We were driving past, literally a circus tent was set up, and he just said, I'm not interested in this. No bears on tricycles. I'm not interested in going.
Where's the elephants?
Here's an amazing thing what you can do as well, I've just discovered. And I've seen this as a thing. This is not rubbish.
What?
Meditation with baby goats.
Okay, you're making it up.
No, I'm not. You get in a room full of, and surprise, surprise, it's mostly women that I've seen online, but they just then let the little baby goats run free, and as you're meditating and lying and little baby goats are so affectionate and beautiful, and they snuggle up to you and they talk to you. There's an actual event. You can go. It's called Calmably. And around Australia, I think they're hosting these. And if you actually go online, I am serious, you can go and check it out and go along to one of these Calmably events.
Yeah.
You breathe in and bleat out with the goat.
I meditate with a goat once a week. It's called a goat curry. And it's served at Dimitri's feast.
Sounds
and it's
delicious.
Absolutely delightful.
You're terrible.
Home.
All right, we might go more Gone Wild.
All right,
after
a little more Gone Wild.
Coming up.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, the front bar back on the TV tonight on Channel 7.
Oh, that's
eight. Yes,
Wednesday night, people.
Wednesday night. All right, everyone.
Get involved.
Get that in your head.
We've got Glenn Archer on tonight.
Glenn Archer, the great Glenn Archer. We've got tickets to give away.
Yeah, 133353. Call right now. Hey, by the way, New South Wales and Queensland, check your local guides. But 8:30 live on 7. Tassie,
excellent.
South Oz and Victoria.
Cannot wait. Ooh. Get involved. Now, we did Gone Wild on. Yeah. I forgot a story. I'd like to do a shout out, if I could.
Okay.
To all the hunters out there.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
What kind of hunters?
People hunt animals for a living, you know, just for laughs.
Just for laughs, not for food.
Trophy hunting.
If you don't have a wall full of dead animals, I mean, what joy have you got in your life? You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking for a guy like that.
Hey.
Yeah, just my type.
Okay. You should go after. Who would you go after? Like some big, like some.
I'm joking, actually. Yeah.
I think we all are.
I don't want to
but
say
I heard
head
this
on the wall.
Have a listen to this hunter.
Yeah.
He got cross-examined trying to buy a ticket on a Jetstar flight, and the woman at the desk has clearly obviously given him a bake because it was clear he was a hunter. Have a listen.
I was just flying with Jetstar, and one of the Sheilas seen me coming. Soon had some camouflage on. So she asked me if I hunted and stuff. I thought, I do a little bit, yep. I got my bow case with me. Some camouflage on, yeah, I do a bit of hunting. Anyway, have you got a license to do that? I said, well, I don't really need a license to hunt. She said, well, you do, you're not allowed to hunt if you don't have a license. So, look, it doesn't really matter, I'm just booking a ticket here, I'm just flying over to New Zealand. Anyway, so she kept going. I said, look, can I just ask you a question? You wouldn't be vegan by any chance. Anyway, that offended her, and she said to me, oh, you've offended me. All right, crikey. And to me, that's just a choice. You can choose to be offended, choose to be an idiot, choose to be whatever you want. But anyway, chose to be offended, pretty pissed off and telling me off and got quite rowdy. So just be careful of that, boys. Don't let them knock you around, but just watch out for the vegans. I don't really have a problem with them. We've got a lot of friends of the vegans, just a few absolute nuts out there.
Well, so, he sounds quite calm.
I mean, if you can't board your plane in your camouflage pants and with your bow case.
That's right.
Here's my question. What are you hunting in New Zealand?
Well,
because there's nothing dangerous. There's nothing dangerous in New Zealand. There's a few birds that can't fly.
Mm.
How hard's that?
Yeah.
You could probably catch one with your bare hands.
The sheep? I don't know.
No, they will talk about the elusive deer.
What deer?
There's so much deer in New Zealand. I know a bit about this.
Okay. Shot a couple, have you?
No, as if. I know that they're very hard to catch because you've got to get them at dawn or dusk when they come out, and they're elusive and that.
Someone shot a deer.
I haven't shot a deer.
You have.
As if.
You're a bit embarrassed about it now.
I've been fishing. I've been fishing and I have seen these hunters come out with their dogs and their horses and their scary bows.
Would you like to put your deer?
Look, you know what?
Your antlers up in our office.
I'm so confident everybody knows. I would not hunt a deer.
In your camouflage, Jane, with your bow case. What do
As
you like?
If
you got a crossbow, how'd you do it?
Yeah.
Just sneak up on it, shoot it from behind, kill one of the God's great animals.
Yeah. I wish I was with a live deer now and I could direct it to shove its horn up your flanker.
Wow. Jeez, that turned real quick.
Not really.
Anyway.
I've just been accused of being
as that hunter said, be careful about the vegans. Out there. It's war, people.
That's it.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tickets to the front bar have gone.
Oh, excellent.
See you there.
So it's on tonight.
Wednesday night.
All right.
8:30. Get involved.
Into it.
And after
Wait.
I'm going to go straight home.
Yep.
All
right.
To get into episode 6 of season 2.
No, I'm not going to hear that music, am I, Dave?
Of Game of Thrones. So last night I listened to episode 5. Wow.
What?
Oh,
wow,
that was amazing.
Yes, from memory it was.
I feel sorry for Theon. He's not getting a lot of respect.
He's weak as piss.
Jane, he's not getting a lot of respect from the crew.
Yeah, well.
I just thought he would have had more respect.
Stand by for that. Stand by for what happens to him.
And, Joffrey's at it. I've really taken a shining to Joffrey.
This is not the wildfire.
I think he's
going to
be
he's
going to be like a real winner.
Good guy?
He's a good guy, and he's going to grow into the role of king.
A really strong man.
He seems to have all the things you need.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, he's got all this wildfire. He's got a catapult.
Right.
You've got to see the catapults. Unbelievable.
Huge.
He's a good egg.
Yeah, right.
So that's really good. Bran's banging on a bit. What's Bran's story?
I think
he's raving on about the three-eyed raven.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? That won't go anywhere.
Oh, my God. Yes, it will. And you know that because you've seen the last episode. And you know what happens with Bran when his eyes go in the back of his head.
Because you're aware there's seven kingdoms. There is seven kingdoms.
Really? There's like a throne or something, isn't
it? Well, there's an iron throne.
Oh, they're fighting for the throne, aren't
they? That's what you do. It's very good. The dwarf's still... putting away some.
He'll be doing that for many more series.
He's a good
to come.
Egg. He's not going to die wondering that old.
Not too bad. Dwarf.
Okay, well done, everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Are we good?
Yeah,
we are good.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Who's our guest? Is it Charlie Pickering?
It is.
Yeah. And we'll see you on the TV tonight on Front Bar Vic, Channel 7. Check it out, everyone.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.